International, www.netivyahinternational.org.
Hi, Joseph.
Hi.
We just learned a little bit about Passover, how to celebrate in our country, in our nation. I know we need to retell the children the story, what Jesus did, and he's the Passover, and we need to clean up our hearts and clean up our house. And after this, now we want to learn about Pentecost. I know in the New Testament, the apostles command us to celebrate the Pentecost, and they did in the New Testament time in the early church. But nowadays, we don't have a holiday for Pentecost. For example, you say the Passover, we have the Easter holiday, but for Pentecost, we don't have a corresponding holidays. And what we're supposed to do to celebrate the Pentecost in our time?
Well, first of all, the principle is this. Whatever the apostles did,
yes,
whatever the early church did in the book of Acts, mm-hmm, and in the rest of the New Testament,
yeah,
we should do the same.
Okay.
Because the principle is this. If you want to make a cake and that you want that cake to come every time you make it the same as the previous time, you have to have the same ingredients.
Yes.
No same ingredients, no same cake,
mm-hmm,
right?
Yes.
So the same thing is true spiritually. If we want to see the same fruit, the same action, the same activity, the same, mm-hmm, power that, mm-hmm, the Holy Spirit had for,
yes,
the early church,
the Holy Spirit,
then we have to have the same ingredients.
To celebrate.
So the apostles, they celebrate the Pentecost? They did. We know that from Acts chapter 2.
Yes.
We know it from
with
Paul.
The Holy Spirit.
Paul, at the very end of the book of Acts, in chapter 28, verse 17, says, yes, to the Jewish leadership, I do believe in everything.
Mm-hmm.
And in the traditions of our forefathers. In other words, Paul celebrated Passover and celebrated the Feast of Trumpets and the Feast of the Atonement, the fasting of the Atonement,
yes,
Yom Kippur, all of this is celebrated.
Yeah.
And the apostles did too.
Mm-hmm.
And very important holiday because the Holy Spirit was poured on all flesh on
the
Shavuot,
Pentecost,
on,
yes,
Pentecost. So what is Pentecost? Pentecost, first of all, has three aspects like all the holidays. It has, mm-hmm, the aspect of the agriculture,
yes,
because it's the feast of the first fruit.
Yes.
In the Middle East, the trees, the grapes, the watermelons, mm-hmm, all starts around Pentecost.
Mm-hmm.
The first fruits are brought by the people, the farmers, to the temple, dedicated,
yeah,
to God.
Yeah.
The best fruit, the
first fruit
given to God.
Yes.
The second thing is, it is the date on which Moses brought the Torah from Mount Sinai to the,
yes,
people of Israel.
Yes.
So it's the giving of the law.
Giving of the law.
Now, why did the Holy Spirit come on Pentecost? I'll tell you why. It is the second giving of the law.
Mm-hmm.
The first giving of the law was on 50 days after the Exodus from,
yes,
Egypt. 50 days after the Passover,
yes,
in Jerusalem,
yes,
the Holy Spirit comes.
Yes.
It comes to the world.
Yes.
According to the prophecy of Joel.
Many people gathered.
To the world.
Yeah.
People from all over the world.
Yes.
18 countries are mentioned in,
mm-hmm,
there. Where is that coming from? It's coming from Isaiah chapter 2.
Okay.
God gave Isaiah the prophecy,
yeah,
that the Gentiles will come to Jerusalem.
Yes.
And they will say to one another, for the word of the Lord came from Zion.
Out of
Zion, the Torah
Zion
came from Jerusalem.
Yes.
On that basis,
mm-hmm,
the Holy Spirit comes now on Mount Zion. The,
mm-hmm,
apostles are gathered in Mount,
mm-hmm,
Zion. They're in unity, in one, mm-hmm, accord. And the Holy Spirit fills them up.
Yes.
They go outside to the streets, to the courtyards of the temple, and they speak the word of God. But the phenomena that they,
mm-hmm,
experience in the upper room Mm-hmm. What is the phenomenon? The same phenomenon like the giving of the Torah in Mount Sinai. There is earthquake,
fire,
mm-hmm. Noise, mm-hmm. the mountain is shaking, mm. they get full of fear. Same experience happens in Mount Zion. Then they go out to the people and proclaim the gospel, the good news.
Yes.
3,000 Jews get yes. touched by the Holy Spirit yes. in their heart. They ask the apostle what to do. The apostle says, repent and be yes. baptized for the remission of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
It is the second giving of the law. The new covenant
yes.
is proclaimed to the people of Israel and to people from 18 different countries, to Jews from 18 different yes. countries. It is the fulfillment of the prophecy of Joel. It's the fulfillment of the prophecy of Isaiah.
Yeah.
It is the fulfillment of the giving of the Torah in Mount Sinai. And the first fruits of the Spirit
yes.
are right there, 3,000.
Yes.
These 3,000, where does this number come from? 3,000 Jews from all over the Greco-Roman world accept Yeshua as Lord, receive the Holy Spirit, receive baptism mm-hmm. and the forgiveness of their sins and the Holy Spirit. Where these, according to Judaism, these are the souls of the 3,000 people that were killed after they made Aaron and the people made the golden calf. You know, 3,000 mm-hmm. people died?
Yes.
This is the 3,000 people restored
yes.
back into God's kingdom
yes.
and forgiven their sins.
Yes, 3,000 saved.
That's
and,
right.
And so, are we supposed to preach the gospel with the gifts of the Holy Spirit, like
well,
to witness
without
to the world?
The gifts of the Holy Spirit, you're not preaching the gospel.
Exactly. So,
and there's no power in the message that you're going to have
exactly.
without the Holy Spirit.
Yes, we need the Holy Spirit.
We do.
So as we celebrate the Pentecost, we're not supposed to go to Jerusalem, go to the upper room, right?
No.
And so in our own place, we...
First of all, rejoice.
Rejoice.
For receiving the word of God.
Amen.
From Genesis, not from Matthew chapter 1.
From Genesis to Revelation.
From Genesis to the end of Revelation. Rejoice on that. Celebrate
yes.
the word of God. It's
yes.
the feast of the giving of the Torah to the people of Israel
yes.
and to the world.
To us is our
celebrate.
Bible.
Celebrate.
Yes.
Sing.
Sing.
Bring
yes.
your first fruits financially,
so
agriculturally, in everything.
Yes.
Dedicate your lives to the Lord again.
It's
every
joyful,
year in Pentecost.
Yes.
It's
a joyful
thing.
Holiday. Yes. And then we preach the gospel with the gift of Holy Spirit, the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, testify that Jesus is our Savior and the Lord.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. We learned.
Celebrate.
Yes, celebrate. Celebrate the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Celebrate that we have Bible today in our hands. It's widely available. And that's a blessing. That's
Amen.
The grace. Amen. Thank you.
Celebrate.
Celebrate. We remember that. Thank you.
Nativia International, www.netivyahinternational.org.